Our top story for the day today, a winter blizzard has unleashed its fury on the entire Northeast. About 35,000 people have lost power in Connecticut and Massachusetts. Off Cape Cod in Massachusetts, the entire island of Nantucket is now without power. In Framingham, just west of Boston, officials report some 30 inches of snow. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker said this morning that the outages could have been worse.
The power outage numbers at this point are significantly below where we anticipated they would be. That's a really good thing. That's due in large part to the fact that the temperature was a bit colder than I think most people anticipated it would be, and as a result, the snow is a lot lighter and fluffier.
Snow, wind, coastal flooding are all expected to pound New England throughout the day today. But in New York and New Jersey, travel bans have been lifted now. In New York City, the subways and buses are all rolling again. For more in the storm, we're joined by Sam Champion, anchor and managing editor for the Weather Channel. He's with us from New York City. Welcome back, Sam.
Hey, Lisa, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm okay. We're surrounded in white, and I guess you are too. But could you give us an overview of where the storm hit hardest and where it's now headed?
Yeah, there's no doubt about where the storm hit hardest. It was a very tight storm, about 1,500 miles across. And so what we're looking at now is from central Long Island all the way east, Suffolk County getting hardest hit. Coastal areas, some coastal communities in New Jersey hit hard with coastal effects of that rough surf and tough winds. So anywhere right along the shore, and then it widens out a little bit as you start to go north. So once you get into Connecticut, Rhode Island, now you're starting to see inland impacts, definitely in toward Massachusetts. So you just said the 30-inch snowfall total that was there, over 18 inches in parts of Boston so far, over 20 inches in parts of Rhode Island. And as you start to work out to Maine, you're getting the same type of snow reports. I'm just pulling up some of the snow reports right now in Hartford County in Connecticut. We've got 21.5 inches in Marlborough, all the way down to Windsor Locks, which is a little bit further south, at, you know, just almost 5 inches of snow. So a very tight gradient in snow from east to west. It drops off dramatically.
And it's now headed where? Where's the bulk of the storm
at this point? We'll spend a good part of the day with this thing still cruising by the coastline. It'll take some time to get Boston out. It'll be by the afternoon when this thing will tighten up and slowly start to pull away into the Canadian Maritimes, you know, up into the open ocean. So it'll take a good part of the day for that to happen, and certainly into the evening for things down east Maine and the coast of Maine to start to get a little bit better. But it'll rapidly clear once it does start to pull away, and you'll start to break into sunshine. We're getting sunshine in New York City, breaking through the clouds right now, and that's exactly what's going to happen continually north.
Okay, and in terms of the characteristics of this particular storm, you've been watching it really carefully over the past 24 hours, actually a lot longer than that. How would you characterize the storm in terms of what's transpired?
I would actually say in many, many ways, it's a classic nor'easter, but definitely one of the most powerful storms that we've seen. It'll have some history-making elements to it. You highlighted a lot of the damage that we've seen in many, many communities, and it'll be a real coastal problem and a real snow problem for areas in the Northeast. Then you'll look at it in places like New York City, won't remember it as much. It'll be the city that it'll be the storm that shut down the city, but shut it down due to concerns for travel, you know, in areas like New York, in Newark, in Hartford. But as you start to work north and east, it'll be remembered as one of the top listing snowstorms of our time. So a powerful nor'easter, and in typical fashion, what happens with them is when they're offshore, they really have a lot of ocean moisture to deal with, and it's how far west they can throw the snow. And so you'll always see a very sharp cutoff. And so you play the game with how strong this storm is and then how far it can throw snow. And so forecasters are always kind of watching that, monitoring it to what the extent will be. Just to give you a quick show, Lisa, of it, if you get into the center part of Suffolk County and Long Island, you know, you've got 22, 24 inches of snow. Just go 45, 50 miles and you're in 8 inches of snow. Mm. So that's a really, really incredibly steep, you know, changeover.
Sam Champion, thank you for watching it for us, monitoring it for us, and talking to us about it in the aftermath. Sam Champion, anchor and managing editor for the Weather Channel from New York City, thank you again.
Thank you.